Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police are offering a reward to help catch a killer in Alabama, where at least four people died and more than two dozen others were injured at a Sweet 16 party. CBS's Matt Piper has details.
Sergeant Jeremy Burkett of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
Some of those injuries are critical. They are in critical condition, and that's why it's so important. We absolutely need everyone to continue to pray for those individuals to allow them to recover.
Police are keeping tight-lipped, though. They would not answer reporter questions and have not said anything about suspects.
More deadly gun violence in Louisville, Kentucky, where at least two people were killed this weekend. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Police say an unidentified suspect fired into a crowd of hundreds in a park Saturday night. It follows Monday's mass shooting at a downtown Louisville bank.
Politicians on both sides of the aisle may be on the same page over an abortion pill ruling in Texas.
New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tells CNN no court should meddle when it comes to medical decisions.
Courts and judges should not be imposing their religious beliefs on the FDA.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC when it comes to a ruling out of Texas, he doesn't like a district court judge issuing a national decree. Even, he says, if he agrees with that judge's ruling.
At the end of the day, we're a rule of law nation.
Legal experts say they're not surprised this case is coming before the Supreme Court following conflicting lower court rulings. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News won't go to trial till Tuesday. The company's suing Fox for saying its machines rigged the 2020 presidential election. Former attorney Lee Levine.
I have never seen a case involving a public figure where the evidence of actual malice that they will have to put before a jury is stronger.
The trial will also highlight the flow of misinformation leading up to January 6. Well, folks in Richmond, Indiana can go back home today. Authorities there have lifted an evacuation order near a huge plastics fire site over air quality concerns. The EPA had detected at least two chemicals and asbestos. We still don't know what caused the fire, but the site's owner is accused of ignoring cleanup warnings. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde says the U.S. could dodge default on its...
If they don't lend too much credit and if they manage their risk, it might reduce the work that we have to do to reduce inflation. But if they reduce too much credit, then it will weigh on growth.
The U.S. could defaultly as this summer. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Snow likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 27, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely, tomorrow 33, overcast 23, tomorrow night, chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow, overnight, through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me. As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you.
Album Faded Memories. That was Charcoal Black. Killing Me before that. You can see Bad Year on Friday, May 19th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with the Doubters and the Keystones. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state on your favorite FM Civic Media station or on the Civic Media app. Get that right now at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Wizard Hammer joining us. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. They're part of Bombastica 2023, happening here in Madison. Is 27 years of Maximum Inc. Happens Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer are playing live that night after 9 o'clock. From 6 to 9 o'clock, Rocker Terry Barr and my buddy E-Dub. We're going to be live on the radio, broadcasting live from the Wisco. I can't wait. Hope you're there. Saturday, April 15th. The show starts at 6 o'clock. Come on down and join us at the Wisco. It's Bombastica 2023. All right, Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Common Threads, I Am Dragon, courtesy of Tim just around the corner. Let's do the Keystones right now. It's their song WLVS on WMDX and MIR. So many things to say.
dusty. A tree and news behind a bed. A shot disguised, fall happily. We were blind to the struggle of ages. Eyes open, we fight what they drained us. United colors, united resistance. Tears bring on the canisters to fill our eyes again. A dust bring on the noxious gas. A million lost lives are reflected in the kaleidoscope.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day.
heavy on civic media. That's Common Threads and Afterthought. They were Blink 182 last night at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll Tribute to Punk. Did you go? From all accounts, it was a pretty kick-ass show. Lockjaw before that with Annie of Love. That's their latest single. They have a show coming up in Kansasville, Wisconsin. That's in the southeast part of the state. Friday, April 21st with Unlikely Souls and Benjamin Trick. And we heard some courtesy of Tim in that block too, American Travesty. They're playing at the Crucible here in Madison on Sunday, April 16th with Keep Flying. They're out of the New York, Jersey, Philly area. Also the Up and Up, Calamity, and Man Alive. Man Alive. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here on Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We have Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, there's sales, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison, or check them out online at ForwardCraft.com. Like I said, Wizard Hammer is just around the corner. We'll have a chat with those guys. I've got music on the way from Joe Price and The Cost. Watch out for that one. And also brand new music from Looks Can Kill. Right now, let's flashback to 2013. And here's some I Am Dragon. This is Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Police in Dadeville, Alabama say they need the public's help after four people were killed and 28 wounded last night. Sergeant Jeremy Burkett.
We've got to have information from the community. So if you are at home right now or you know somebody that has any information, we absolutely need you to share it.
The abortion pill controversy gets Supreme Court attention this week, says correspondent Skylar Henry.
Justice Samuel Alito's temporary hold preserving access to mifepristone ends Wednesday night as justices review the lower court's ruling this week, weighing whether to step in.
Dominion versus Fox goes to trial this week. First Amendment lawyer Lee Levine says Dominion kept telling Fox hosts and guests that their machines could not have rigged the 2020 election.
A reasonable jury could find that Fox knew it was false or probably false and let them come on and say it again.
The judge has pushed it to Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are.
But with Gingras, Thompson, and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras, Thompson, and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
is Wizard Hammer and Sonic Doom. Before that, Rocker, we heard some Realm, Endless War, and you had me play that song specifically for our next guest.
Jimmy, Wizard Hammer is one of Milwaukee's more mysterious metal bands, fronted by the legendary vocals of Realm and Whammy Hall of Famer Doug Parker. Wizard Hammer is chock full of scene veterans, including Damian Crist, the former drummer of Living Several Deaths. Wizard Hammer has several upcoming shows around the state, including April 15th at the Wisco in Madison for Bombastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27-year anniversary party. On the phone with us right now is drummer Damian Crist. Damian, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Damian, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little backstory. Who is Wizard Hammer?
Well, basically we kind of got together and spawned, as a lot of great bands do, heck, worldwide, not only in Milwaukee, but from other bands, remnants of other bands. The original bass player, who has now left us and we replaced him with a new bass wizard, was in a band Living Several Deaths with me for many years, about a decade, playing Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay areas. And, we were looking for something else, and we found guitarist Aaron Baker, our next night bass player did, and I joined up with him, and and a couple months later Wizard Hammer was formed, and we started out as a three-piece, just the three of us doing what we did. And as we started getting a little bit more complex music, we sought out Doug Parker, and original vocalist from Realm back in the day, played the first ever Metal Fest in Milwaukee, which is a great piece of history since it's coming back this year. Yeah. And now that's who we are. We have a new bass player that we added, JP Allen, our new bass wizard. We're very excited about that. Sorry to see our last guy go. He was a great friend and great bass player and big shoes to fill. But we go on nonetheless.
Now, the band features some veteran Milwaukee scene singers, but tell us about vocalist Doug Parker and what his experience with Realm lends to the band.
Well, back in the day, I'm a transplant from Chicago, so I wasn't in the scene when Realm was around, but what he brings to the table, and I've heard Realm, and they're a great band, what he brings to the table is some great lyrical ability as far as songwriting goes. I'm really happy with the lyrics he's coming up with some of our songs. We have a song called Lord of the Dragon, or Lord of the Dragons, which... he co-wrote with Aaron Baker, and the lyrics are just great, spot on. And, that old school metal voice, that's what he brings to the table on stage and even in recording, and I think that would be it, and just many, many years of singing in the scene.
Wizard Hammer is playing Madison on April 15th at the Wisco, along with Iron Plow and Carbellion. What can you tell us about your upcoming visit to the Mad City for Max Inc's birthday?
Well, other than being stoked about being selected to perform on this and happy to be coming back to Madison, it's been a while since we've been up that way. I hear that these bands are long time, great, great bands. I listen to a lot of their music, and especially as of recent. I guess not too much to say, other than we're happy to be up there. We're happy to be back in the Madison scene and looking to do a little bit more around town.
We're definitely happy to have you part of Bombastica. Once again, Bombastica happening at the Wisco here in Madison. It's Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. And the Wisco's the Wisco's going to be a perfect place to see Wizard Hammer because of the heavy guitar and the heavy metal you all bring. It's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, I've played the Wisco a handful of times with my former band Living Several Deaths, and always had a great time when we went there. Great experience. Love how the room kind of winds around and have a shotgun hall. The sound is great in there. I can't wait.
Another thing that's coming up in your calendar, you're playing Stonefest in Appleton. That's in April, on April 22nd. Yeah. Tell us quick about Stonefest.
Well, the amount of years that it's been going on, I don't exactly know off the top of my head. It's a long time running show hosted and started by the band Headstone, who are, gosh, 20, maybe maybe coming up sometime this year, even 21-year veterans of the Appleton, Green Bay kind of scene. Heck, you know, all of Wisconsin. And they've been doing this for some years, and proceeds of it go to benefits and charities. And if I remember correctly, they kind of switch, you know, who it benefits. I may be wrong on that, but it's a really great show. A great handful of bands are playing it, including Headstone themselves.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I want to say this is, I think, the second, maybe third one that we've been involved in. Probably the second.
Sounds like a good time.
Of always course, a great time.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, May Bash. You're playing on the 27th up in Ryo, Wisconsin. May Bash. What else can you say about May Bash other than May Bash, you know?
Oh, man. Just amazing people. Amazing time. This has been running, gosh, I want to say since
it's been
probably the late 80s.
20 years.
From these guys.
Yeah. Good times for
at
sure.
At least. Right. Longer. Oh, my goodness. Just the people we've met out there have been great. The experience is great. We've played that, you know, gosh, back in Living Several Deaths. That's when we started there with them. And we've been invited back every year. And then the transition to Wizard Hammer, you know, we just build great relationships with these people that run it. A lot of the other bands that play it. You know, you got a weekend full of music, 20 plus bands or so, and camping all weekend, donation based camping. I believe they asked for, a $20 donation this year. Might have went up to 25, you know, a lot of stuff.
It's worth
past
every,
the main COVID times. That are
right. It's worth every penny. Hey man, we're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for calling into the show tonight. Chris, we really appreciate it. And thank you to Wizard Hammer for playing Bomblastica.
Hey, you got it. Anytime, we're there. And, you know, just tell everyone that they can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the best way to keep up with Wizard Hammer.
Excellent. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Wizard Hammer, Lord of Dragons, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Fire, feathery wings, black in the sky, hands away.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.